Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. And coming up on October 24th is the Copper Country Human Services Expo being held at the Copper Country Mall. To help explain what that is, joining me right now is Dave Olson from Aspirus Keweenaw and Iola Brubaker from Copper Country Great Start Collaborative. Welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Now, this particular event is put on by the Copper Country Human Services Coordinating Body. Let's just kind of start right there and find out who they are.
So the Copper Country Human Services Coordinating Body is a collective group of organizations in our region that come together to try and work together on providing services to the community. We've met together for a number of years now. Dave has a little longer history with the group than I do. But we meet together every quarter, we connect, we find out what the other agencies are doing, and we talk about how we can better serve our area residents.
Yeah, and you know, in that group, one of the things that we can do every meeting is share updates on what we're doing at each of our organizations, so it's a learning opportunity. And then we also talk about new things that are being worked on or new opportunities, and sometimes it can allow those groups to connect and collaborate on a project. And that does happen. So while our meetings are relatively informal and roundtable, the real benefit of them is that we're all coming together to talk about what's going on in the community and how we're working to help people in the community.
One of the things that you are accomplishing is the Copper Country Human Services Expo. Now, how many years has this been going on? I know I went to the one last year.
Yes, and you're invited to this one, too. It's coming up next Tuesday. This is going to be the second year that we do it at the Copper Country Mall, out in the main area of the mall. We did one at the mall about 3 years ago, and that was open to the public, but it was in one of the old stores. And we felt that it was a little too closed off, and the mall has been very gracious in helping us assemble out in the common area. And that gives us an opportunity to really reach out to the public and allows all of our member organizations the ability to bring their teams too. They can come and see what's going on with the various community groups that are showcasing what they do there.
I think it was an effective change then, if that's what you did, because going last year, I thought it was a nice festive atmosphere, everything kind of out in the open, and you felt free as you were there to just to walk amongst the different booths that were there and see what was going on. It was very similar to, you know, some of the other, you know, health fairs that happened in the area where it was very welcoming.
Yeah, and you know, the feedback that we got, I don't know if you want to build on that one, but the feedback that we got last year was that this was a really great thing and we should continue to do this and to do the job of making sure to get the word out on what this thing is all about.
Yeah, and so some of the things that people said is that, oh, I didn't know that was available in town. I didn't know where to go for that. This expo allows us to help people find those connections. And like you said, it's a pretty informal event. Last year we had 15 or 16 groups. This year we have more than 20.
26 tables coming right now.
And they represent all different types of service organizations, from early childhood to healthcare to your basic needs like food pantries. So if there's a family that's in need, or so you know someone in need, or you just want to know what's available in the community, this is a great time to come and join us and find out.
It's great that it's one-stop shopping, so, you know, so to speak, too, that if you, you know, as you mentioned, there's a lot of times there's services in the area that are provided, and the people that need them just don't know where to get them or don't know what's available. We see it a lot with the veteran services, when, you know, veterans are entitled to getting certain services, but then they don't know how to get them or how to receive them. In this situation, you're dealing with other kinds of services, but it's still kind of the same thing, as you mentioned. You know, people are struggling with, a need of food or health services and things like that. They're out there. People just don't know even where to start sometimes, where to ask questions.
You know, at the very least, this is a good event to come ask a question. There might be a service that somebody needs that none of the member organizations there can directly provide, but we can ask each other, do you know about this? Do you know where this person might be able to go get this this type of assistance? And one way or another, we can find and link them to the right avenues. So it's a good sharing spot, and I think that, you know, whether it's one-stop shop for everybody is something that I know that the groups that are there will do their very best to get answers.
I wonder if it also has a flip side effect in that you bring all these groups together, and then if there's a glaring need, it's pretty obvious, because if there's something missing and you look around and say, well, we've got everybody here, and there might be a service that needs, you know, that we're requiring that we don't have in this area.
Could very well be. I mean, we all think when you take a look at the groups that are there, we cover a lot of ground. You know, even on the poster that you see going around town right now, we talk about, you know, how mental health, domestic issues, prenatal, oral health, physical health, kids, seniors. It's a wide range. And I also know that it's about food assistance. It's about heating your home in the winter. How do you find the right avenues to get help if you need it?
We have childcare. We have after school programs. We have Department of Health and Human Services with everything they provide come together. We have foster care. We have Big Brothers, Big Sisters through UP Kids, all involved in the Copper Country Human Service Coordinating Body, and most of those groups are going to be there on Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Department of Health and Human Services. They, in a way, because their offices are right there in the Copper Country Mall. They've been a great help, and Pete there has been just wonderful in helping us coordinate with the mall and working with Chrissy Putz, who's a coordinator for the CCHSCB, been very helpful in getting us all together and making sure this can happen.
Another point I can say, because I was there at the last one, is these aren't booths that are just with people handing out brochures. There are people there that you can stop and ask questions, and they have answers. And even if they can't solve your problem right then and there, they can help you, you know, tell you where to get an appointment, to follow up. Some actual usable information coming from the people that, you know, have the knowledge to give it to you.
Yeah, so we actually set this up so it's both for the community and for the people that work at our agencies. So we'll have every table's manned. Every table has a professional at it that's talking about the agency or organization they represent. But in addition to that, we encourage our own staff to come out and find out about the different agencies, and along with that lines is opening to the community so that they can learn as well. Because it's not one person's brain cannot process all 20 plus agencies, 26 agencies that are there, but having us work as a collective, as a group, allows us to build a better community.
Absolutely. And the other thing that we do as a group, we assemble and start to put our expo together that day earlier in the morning. The event actually starts and is open to the public at noon, but we take some time before then to have one of our quarterly meetings and kind of go round table and just get an update on where everybody's at and what we're doing. So I know that was a great piece of feedback from all the member organizations last year, that they enjoyed that. So, you know, in a lot of ways, this is a very large sharing event. It's a sharing and kind event that brings all these great people together, and I think it's serving a real need for the community.
From looking at some of the people that are represented here, if you have an issue, say a broad issue like you need mental health services, well, oftentimes those aren't solved by one agency, you know, and this expo allows you to sort of, I guess, either cross-reference or, you know, visit a number of different of the booths. So say, like, you're, you know, if it is some mental illness and you've got Copper County Mental Health, but then you have Dial Help, you have, you know, some other extenuating circumstances and needs that come if you are suffering from mental illness or know somebody that does. Well, you don't have to keep driving around town, you know, to get the information. It's all kind of there again, for that one-stop shop again, but you can go from, you know, Dial Help over to Michigan Works and see if there's, you know, so you get the information for the, you know, say for some mental health issues through Dial Help, but, you know, you're also looking for a job, and then Michigan Works is there. So it's kind of neat how you can combine different services, yeah, depending on what your particular need may be at that time.
Yeah, that's exactly that's probably why we're calling it an expo. In a lot of ways, because it brings everybody to a central location. Now, there is one added benefit to this that I want to share with the listeners today, and the CCHSCB at cchscb.org has a website, and on that website we have when you go to that website, you'll see the words at the top that say Community Link. And what that website does is it breaks down into, let's see, about 16 different areas: dental care, mental health, emergency assistance, public benefits, housing, senior services, veterans benefits, women's health. And on that site, you can click on those boxes and it takes you to contact information, phone information, website information. It gives you the connectivity to a lot of the groups. So even if you can't make the expo, or if you know somebody that might need help that you think would benefit from this, they can at least go to cchscb.org and link themselves to and find the information that they might need to make the right contacts.
Do you have people that come to these that maybe they're not in need of services, but perhaps they find a way to volunteer and help out the people that have things that they have to give?
Absolutely. We actually have a number of Gogebic Community College students that are going to be volunteering at the event at different booths. And so we've connected with some of them as well. The tables provide information about the whole organization. So if you're looking for an opportunity to volunteer this Christmas, I'm sure the Salvation Army would be glad to take your information and have you sign up right there, then and there. I represent Copper Country Great Start Collaborative. If you have early childhood, you want to work in the early childhood area, we're always looking for parent coalition members, and all of our staff there will be able to talk on those issues. And I'm sure Aspirus table will have information if someone wanted to volunteer at Aspirus as well.
Sure, and we can of course take names and put you in contact with the right people. I think there's three healthcare organizations. I think Aspirus will be there. I think that Upper Great Lakes Family Health Center will be there, as well as UP Health System Portage will be there. So there's plenty of healthcare access opportunities as well. So I think it's a pretty well-rounded plate.
I brought that up because I'm looking down the list here and I see the Barbara Kettle Gun Lock Shelter Home, where we've been promoting that they need volunteers. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to know more about the Barbara Kettle Gun Lock Shelter Home before volunteering, well, that you could show up to the expo and actually talk to somebody from there without, if that's the way how you would prefer to do it, is talk to somebody in person. It's a good way to do it. So that, just recapping here a little bit, the Copper Country Human Services Expo taking place at the Copper Country Mall October 24th from noon till 2 p.m. Any cost to get in?
It's free to all community members, and we're also going to provide you with lunch for the first 200 people that come and a free tote bag.
Pretty cool.
Okay. So right. If there's information from the organizations, that you've got a bag to put it in, which is kind of nice. I think that probably the most important thing for the listeners to know today is that if it's themselves that might think they might need some help, this is a good place to come. Or if they know somebody who might need help, this is a good thing to refer them to. So it's a great way to reach out to the community, and we encourage you to spread the word.
Now, putting on an event like this, there's a cost to it. How is the cost covered for, since it is free? I mean, how do you handle that?
Well, the CCHSCB has some money left, not a lot, but we have money left in our operating budget that helps us fund a coordinator, a part-time coordinator, as well as put on the expo. We have, just about every other year now, we've had things like member dues that we pay. So all the organizations, if they can, they put some money into the organization to help put this on. And so collectively, we have money in the pot that we can use. And we count on a lot of the goodwill of the community as well. In fact, this interview today is a great example of that, Rick. You're reaching back out to us, and you're allowing us to go on the air and talk about this expo that we're doing, and that's a way that we can get the word out without having to spend a lot of promotional dollars, because we just don't have the money. And most of us are nonprofits, so we're all operating on a tight shoestring. But we do our best, and I think that our collaboration is the thing that makes it come together. And everybody, Iola's going to be having a table. We're going to have a table. Everybody's bringing things to the event that comes from their own budget. But this is the way we can all make it magnify.
When you guys meet together, when the coordinating body meets together, this is one of the things that you look at. Are there any other things that you're hoping to be able to do as a group, and maybe down the line in the future, plans that you might have?
A lot of the collaborative is the Human Service Coordinating Body coordinating body is about connecting with the other agencies and building those relationships so that we can work together on projects. The coordinating body might itself might not come together and sponsor something, but two or three different people might meet at the meeting and say, hey, I'm working on a similar project. How can we partner? How can we collaborate together? So that's where the real work of the coordinating body comes, is from those relationship building and knowing what each other's doing. And that also allows us to bring that information back to our different agencies. There is a lot of great organizations, agencies in this community. And we, as providers, have to have a solid understanding of what each other's doing so that we can better serve the community. But one of the things we are working on as a group is making sure that the entire community has access to resources and knows what's available. And that's where the cchsb.org website with the community links came from, a desire for the community to know what all of our agencies are doing and how to get help in times of need.
Yeah, this is awesome. This is the first time I've seen this layout here, Dave, that you brought. And it's an illustration of what I brought up earlier about you have to take a need or particular thing and you look it up here, and rather it's veterans benefits is on here that I had mentioned, whether it's housing or mental health, they're on there, and you click on those items and then it can list the different agencies and where to get help for each one. And it's great that you have all these organizations working together. Was there a time where that wasn't so possible, whether through just lack of resources or maybe it was difficult to get, different organizations to come together like this and sharing information and sharing the people and resources?
Well, I'm not sure on how long the CCHSCB has been together as a group, but I know that it's been many years, like 10, 15 years at least. And it's gone through an evolution. I think that what we saw about five years ago is that the most significant factor of our group meetings was that we were able to connect with each other, just building off on what Iola said. Though that was the main benefit, that we had a chance on a regular basis to see each other, see how it's going, what's new, what have you been up to, what barriers do we have. We've had speakers come in that represent different organizations. We've had different state representatives come to our group to share information. So the main benefit is really the group sharing. And from a standpoint of bringing all the member organizations together, there really aren't too many other forums to do that right now. So we want to continue to do this with our real mission to say, let's just keep connected. Let's stay in touch with each other.
Dave, you represent Aspirus Keweenaw, which is part of this group. So, Aspirus is probably the largest, just glancing down many of these names, the largest organization that would be involved in this. Do you take a sort of a lead role in that because of the size of Aspirus?
Well, I tend to, with this group, I want to bring the experience that I have and what Aspirus is doing to the table. We do help with the organization of the event, but the organizing committee for the event, Iola's on the organizing committee. I know that Pete from DHHS is on.
Susan from the shelter.
Yes, and Susan and Mary has participated in that as well. Chrissy, is that Katie Larson?
From Natalie. From
Natalie, excuse me. Sorry, Natalie, if you're listening to this. I messed up your name. But she's from Upper Great Lakes Family Health Center. And I think that we just have a pretty strong group of people that come together on this.
And it's less about the size of the organization and more about just how connected they want to be. So even the small organizations as part of the Copper Country Human Service Coordinating Body have a chance to connect and really have an impact on what the work we're doing, because we have everything from the smallest nonprofit human service organizations to the largest on the body.
Well, what benefit does Aspirus get out of it for being part of this?
Community. Connectivity. I mean, being able to connect with Iola and being able to connect with the folks at Upper Great Lakes and being able to sit with Pete from Department of Health and Human Services and understand what's going on and being able to share what's going on at Aspirus as well, because we have a constantly changing organization. I know that UPL System Portage also sees a value in that as well. Sitting at the same table and talking about what we're doing for our community is really the main benefit out of this, and being connected and being a part of it.
And it goes beyond that, just because connecting to each other, but connecting at the mission of our organizations. At the heart of our organizations is to support the Copper Country community. And each one of our organizations are doing that in excellent ways, you know, whether it's drug and alcohol rehab programs, whether it's domestic violence programs, whether it's food programs, whether it's health programs, dental programs, child care programs, early childhood education. All of us want what's best for the community, and what better way to do it than to work together as a group.
I just got done putting Dave on the spot, so I'm going to put you on the spot, then Iola. So the Great Start Collaborative. Now, you were explaining to me a little bit about what they do for the listeners to understand, you know, that it's through the Family Resource Center and it's not a daycare.
No. So the Copper Country Great Start Collaborative is part of the state initiative out of the Office of Great Start. Our role is in every school, intermediate school district, there is a Great Start Collaborative group. And ours is similar to the Human Service Coordinating Body, but we focus just on the early childhood aspect. We service 0 to 8-year-olds and their families, trying to promote healthy lifestyles, proper development, school readiness, and early literacy. So we are there as a service. And then in our community, it just happens the director, myself, works out of the Keweenaw Family Resource Center, which provides the home of the indoor playground, the treehouse that many of our young families are familiar with. We visit all the new babies at the hospital with our Welcome Baby program, providing them resources. Just a myriad of things that serves that young family group. Those of us that are parents know that when the children are small, that sometimes that's the toughest part of parenting is getting, because they don't come with instruction manuals. So we're there to help families connect and build resources and build strength in them, in themselves.
And I put both of you on the spot like that just to give people an idea of the types of organizations that are going to be represented here at the expo. Of course, we don't have a representative from every single one of them to go through, but for the last couple of minutes, we can kind of talk about, you know, if you come to this expo on October 24th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Copper Country Mall, and you're one of the first 200 people, you get a free lunch. But everybody that goes there is going to be having an opportunity to talk with these people. What are they going to be able to find out?
So I have been with other organizations the past, so Upper Great Lakes Family Health Center, they're going to be able to provide information on how to access Marketplace Health Insurance. They have trained professionals there to do that. They also can access the Medicaid dental program there. If you go to the Salvation Army, you're going to be able to access their food pantry information about their utility assistance. The Barbara Gunlock shelter, you're going to be able to access what groups they have, how, you know, if you know someone or if you're a person in crisis that need that resource, you'll be able to get the information you need. DHHS will have information on foster care. UP Kids will have a variety of information also about children. I know that the Copper Country ISD is going to be there this year. I've helped set that up. And they're going to bring information on their early on program, which is helping your 0 to 3-year-olds that have that just need a little help with developmental issues that their families are facing.
And chances are we're missing a lot, too, because, with 26 mm-hmm. tables there, each have an organization, there's just a lot of information covered.
Yeah, we haven't talked about Upper Great Lakes Recovery Center. Dial Help.
Dial Help, yeah.
Lutheran Social Services. We talked a little bit about Department of Health and Human Services, but they are such a huge organization that they could take 25 minutes on themselves just talking about what they do. And then even Representative Jack Bergman is going to be there this year.
Yeah, it's an endless list here, basically, Copper Country Homeless Prevention Coalition. Of course, they're a group out there trying to start a homeless shelter. Maybe it's a good time to ask some of those questions that you had about the homeless shelter, even if, you don't need one, but you want to know, you want some information. Western UP Health Department, flu shot seasons among us, or vaccinations. There's people that have questions about whether or not they really should get their kids vaccinated. Yes, you should. They will tell you that themselves. If you have questions about changes in Medicare or Medicaid or in the Affordable Care Act, it sounds like, there's people here that can at least give you some information, And as with a lot of these things that we talked about, it's a great place to start if you have don't know where else to start when you have questions. Somebody here in that group is going to know, at least if they don't know the whole answer, they're going to know where to point you in the right direction.
I know that last year at the expo, a number of people made connections with people who were asking those questions, and they were able to say, let me get your information and I'll get back to you. And you make that connection, and it allows you to follow up. So if you can't get the answer right there, this is also a good place to get the ball in motion to get the answers that you might need.
All right, if somebody wants to check out some of this information or see a list of who's going to be there before they go, where can they get this information?
Well, they can go to cchscb.org, and I would say that they should go to the community link area for a full listing of the organizations that are there. I would say that you probably would want to contact Chrissy Putz at Dial Help. She is the coordinator for the CCHSCB, and I don't know if her information
her phone is number on is here. Her Christy's phone number is 906-482-9077, and her email is cchscb@gmail.com.
Great.
Thank you. That was good.
All right. Iola and Dave, thanks so much for coming on the program.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Copper Country Today. We'll be right back.